The Lay Family organ made its debut in 1992, 3 years after the Meyerson opened. This masterpiece capped the inaugural concert. Camille Saint-Saëns' Organ Symphony No. 3 is the rare classical work that almost perfectly marries the organ and the orchestra. And on that night, Dallas heard a new instrument almost perfectly matched to its home.
The Lay Family Organ at the Meyerson Center is one of the great organs of the world, without question, in one of the great halls.
Michael Barone knows. He's host of the award-winning radio show Pipe Dreams.
What makes the hall wonderful is that its acoustics are adjustable and can be made quite extravagant. And when opened up to the full, the resonance chambers really do make quite a splash of sound.
The Dallas Symphony's organist, Mary Preston, praises builder C.B. Fisk for that accomplishment. Preston has played with the DSO for 20 years.
Some organs, in order to get a pretty sound, you need to pull out a whole bunch of stops, meaning engage a whole rank of pipes. On this instrument, it is not so. This instrument has beautiful sounds, each and every one of them.
Preston says that purity comes from the pipes. You can see 70 of them in the hall. The rest, says retired DSO Vice President Mark Melson, are hidden in back up some skinny steps.
We're in the organ loft behind the organ console and the organ pipes. There are over 4,000 pipes. They're crammed into this 6-foot deep space.
The smallest pipe is about an inch long. The 32-foot tallest pipe is so big, a person can stand up inside it. It can deliver a note a full octave below anything the orchestra can play.
Even when you don't quite hear it, there's just this low rumble that is not so much a pitch, but an experience.
Again, Michael Barone.
And when the full organ is going, it's not just the sound, it's the wow impact of the sound vibrating your whole body.
Which leaves fans and musicians like Mary Preston with a desire seemingly as big as the instrument.
It would be wonderful if we could play it more.
Dallas Morning News classical music critic Scott Cantrell is a bit more emphatic.
People want to hear this instrument. There it is. I mean, it's right at the front of the hall. It's an enormous presence. And people often ask me, does it ever get used? And I have to say, well, almost never.
There was an international organ competition. Launched in the 1990s, three were held, then its top champions retired or moved away. An ailing economy helped kill it. But some of that's about to change. The orchestra plans to program more selections that include the organ, and this coming season, the symphony will relaunch an organ recital series. Jonathan Martin, DSO president and CEO, says it will include three concerts with international soloists.
You know, we got this great car in the driveway and we need to take it out and drive it more.
Michael Barone believes the effort will pay off once people open up to this monster that Mozart called the king of instruments and realize the organ, which predates Christianity, isn't just for church.
It is the most complicated of musical instruments, and yet to be able to make it sing, to be able to make it touch your heart, to be able to create emotions with this machine is quite magical.
Dallas audiences next get a chance to hear of its magic for them this Thursday. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.